You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State fam, what is up? Eddie Greer back for another daily edition of the Purple Project Podcast coming off the weekend. And we'll get to track in the next edition of the daily, but I want to start off with basketball. And basketball 0-2 once again. it's been a theme, folks. The Big 12 SEC Challenge took place in the men's side over the weekend there, and K-State falling to Texas A&M at home 68-61, losing by 7 points despite a big game from Nigel Pack, was lighting A&M up from downtown in the game. 26 points in this game there, and at one point K-State was leading by 4 points in this game, and then A&M roared back there pretty much to close things out there for them there, as K-State losing again, going losing, has lost 8 straight, 7 in conference play for this team, as Nigel Pack going 8-14 from downtown, man, 26 points in the game. Pretty much was the only stay down in this one. Obviously, you know, McGurl had some critical turnovers in this game, and yes, Nigel Pack had a critical turnover in this one, but McGurl with the butterfingers had critical turnovers in this game, which pretty much put the doom and gloom for the Wildcats in this game. You know, you can't turn the ball over. How many times have we said it on the Pro Project Podcast this year? That's too many times. I mean, you can't turn the ball over in critical situations. And McGurl had most of them late in the game. And Nigel Pack had a critical one late in the game as well. But yeah, you can't, I mean, this was a good opportunity there. Obviously, the glaring red flag coming out from this team, obviously, the turnovers. I mean, you got to take care of the ball, especially in tight situations. That's just not going to cut it for K-State's team, men's team there, as they drop the 5-13 on the year. K-State from downtown, look at this, though. You take away that 8-8 connected 3 points from Nigel, this team would have sucked. I mean, 28% from three-point land. I mean, they're 41% from the field, but 28% there was. At one point, they were like over 13 or over 14 from three-point land. They had that put them behind the eight ball, and despite that, they're trailing by one at the break when McGurl hit a three-pointer to cap off the first half there. So, I mean, who knows? I mean, you hit a couple of those shots, or maybe those three-pointers turn to two-pointers. You're talking a different outcome in this game. K-State now falling to 5-13. Their next game here on Tuesday night against KU in Lawrence. That's an ESPN Plus game, if I'm not mistaken there. 7 o'clock game for them in Allen Fieldhouse there. And woo, good luck with that there. And yes, KU's had their struggles. They got blasted by Tennessee. But you look at it right now, KU, obviously, I still think they're the better team than what K-State is right now. But yeah, that's a battle of struggles right now, if you will, there. K-State, yeah, they're going to have to be a different team, or they're going to even pull out the huge upset in Lawrence, which I do not see that happening whatsoever. Kind of moving on now to the women's side of things. And this is the second straight time that we have covered, but we have talked about it on this podcast, a two-point loss. I mean, coming off a two-point loss at home, it's Iowa State and then K-State. This game was at home. I said it was enormous, so I said that in the weekly edition. That's my bad. My fault for saying that, but this game was at home in Bramlage today as I'm recording this podcast at just a little over 9 o'clock Central Time. Falling today's tonight's game against Oklahoma, 80-78, and again another K-State standout with a Ioka Lee. Damn, 30-plus points. Let's count it: 37 points. That's almost half the points scored by a Lady Wildcat. Damn. I mean, we knew obviously Ioka Lee. We knew she was going to be good when she was freshman last year, but damn, she has been terrific. 37-18, including 2 blocks for the sophomore center I mean, you can't get any more than that, obviously. And then we talked about a third scorer. K-State got that third scorer again today. I'll get to that momentarily. Chrissy Carr, double digits, 17 points, along with a 3 rebounds. He went 4 of 11 from downtown as well in this game. Rachel Rinke, double digits in scoring, 14 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. She was 4 of 7 from downtown, 40% for K-State women throughout this game from downtown. She shot 50%. And again, they out shooting percentage-wise their opponent, but not winning these games. Oklahoma only shot 42% from the field, but K-State exactly 50% from the field with a monster game from Ayoko Lee. Almost playing the entire game, 37 points there, and yet you lose by 2. This has got to be frustrating for Jeff Mini, not only for them girls, but we bet for that third score, and we've gotten it. Alex, if you're listening, I know you are. Alex, my co-host for the podcast, we talked about on the latest edition of the podcast, they needed a third score. Well, the Iowa State game, it was Sydney Goodson here today. It was Rachel Rinke, 14 off the bench from her, but you still lose the game by 2. I don't know what you gotta do for this team to get a win. It seems like they're doing everything correctly here, but 2 games have slipped away in their grasp, especially Iowa State. Now you fall to Oklahoma. You have lost 5 straight games now, and you really got to go back to the postponed games. You have lost 7 straight. Damn! Excuse my language, but man, that you have not won a game. You got to go back to UMK Kansas City. That's a long drive, and you got Texas Tech on the road coming up Wednesday night on the road. Texas Tech down there in Lubbock. That's where Sydney Goodson transferred from, so she's going to be going up against her old teammates there. But you have lost 7 straight games, and funny enough, those are conference games there. So this team was picked, and how many times have I said it on the podcast? They've been picked preseason 5th, and you're 0-7 in the conference now, and you drop to 5-9, and I don't see a way out of this hole for this team. You gotta get a win somewhere. I mean, somewhere, somehow, you gotta get a win. They didn't do it. Oklahoma was an under 500 opponent, and you didn't get it done. So, K-State, another backbreaker for the women's team today as they fall to Oklahoma, 80-78. K-State basketball 0-2 over the weekend. What is next for this both teams next week, this coming week? I don't know. K-State, Bruce Weber got to go to Lawrence, which they have nightmares in Lawrence, and then Jeff Mini trying to find the answers in Lubbock on Wednesday. Eddie Grid III, aka EG3. This has been another Purple Project Podcast Daily. Remember, check out our latest weekly edition of the Purple Project Podcast, aka Triple P. We'll be back next time for another daily of the Purple Project Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.